This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Both houses of federal parliament endorse government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda expects parliament deadlock to be removed soon. Government set to unveil budget for next fiscal year tomorrow. Finance Minister Barshaman Poon projects nation's economy to be expanded by 3.9% during current fiscal year. And Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says dozens of people killed or injured in a blast at a refugee camp in the Rafah area. Now the news in detail. Both houses of the federal parliament have endorsed the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2024-25 amid protest from the main opposition party, Nepali Congress. Meetings of the House of Representatives and National Assembly yesterday endorsed the proposal put forth by Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda seeking the endorsement of the policies and programs. Before the House of Representatives passed the proposal, the Prime Minister responded to the queries raised during the discussions on the fresh policies and programs. Responding to the concerns over the government's policies and programs, Prime Minister Dahal stated that the government's policies and programs had aimed to fulfill the national aspiration of building a prosperous Nepal. He added that the good governance, social justice and economic transformation as specified by the constitution were the major topics contained in the policies and programs. Prime Minister Dahal also assured that the amendments received from the parliamentarians on the proposed policies and programs would be covered by the annual budget statement by the government to be presented in the parliament. Likewise, regarding the parliament obstruction, Prime Minister Dahal said although the political meeting failed to agree on removing parliament deadlock, consensus on the matter would be reached by Monday, that is today. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister met with Nepali Congress President Shobhan Dewa and urged him to end the ongoing deadlock in the parliament. In the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal urged Dewa to initiate the resumption of the House business, which was being obstructed by the main opposition party, Nepali Congress. The government is set to unveil the budget for the next fiscal year on Tuesday, the 28th of May, that is tomorrow. Speaker Debraj Kimire yesterday informed a meeting of the House of Representatives that Finance Minister Barshaman Poon will be presenting the budget before a joint sitting of the Houses of the Federal Parliament tomorrow. Finance Minister Barshaman Poon presented the economic survey of the current fiscal year in the meeting of the National Assembly yesterday. Tabling the survey in the meeting, Finance Minister Poon argued that the country's economic and social indicators were improving. The survey had analysed the overall economic, social, sector-wise development and good governance of the federal, provincial and local levels during the entire period of the last fiscal year and up to the 8 months of the current fiscal year. Finance Minister Poon estimated that the nation's economy would expand by 3.9% owing to the growth in the agriculture and service sectors despite the contraction in the productive sectors. The Finance Minister further said that the total investment was likely to increase by 2.8% and reach 1,741 billion rupees in the current fiscal year, and the per capita would reach 14,056 US dollars. The government arrears have reached 1.18 trillion rupees. This amount makes up the arrears from government offices, institutional corporations and provincial and local governments and related bodies. The 61st annual report of the Office of the Auditor General stated that the last fiscal year alone witnessed 236 billion rupees as arrears. In the updated arrears, the federal government offices make up 342 billion rupees, while provincial government offices 28.46 billion rupees and local government offices 193 billion rupees. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, tabled the Media Council Bill in the National Assembly meeting yesterday. Tabling the bill at the National Assembly, Minister Sharma said the bill was required for the development and promotion of fair, independent and accountable journalism through self-regulation to maintain professionalism. Minister Sharma stated that the draft of the new law was needed for the establishment and operation of the Media Council as an autonomous and regulatory body. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza has said dozens of people were killed or injured in a blast at a refugee camp in the Rafah area. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said it had carried out an airstrike targeting a Hamas compound in the area. It says it is reviewing the incident. Earlier in the day, Hamas fired 8 rockets from the Rafah towards Tel Aviv, the first long-range attacks on the city since January. Videos from the southern Gaza Strip show a large explosion and intense fire burning. Hamas said an Israeli airstrike had hit a camp for displaced Palestinians northwest of Rafah, away from the recent military operations in a designated humanitarian safe zone. It says women and children were among the dead. The UN's International Organization for Migration on Sunday increased its estimate of the death toll from a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea to more than 670 as emergency responders and traumatized relatives gave up hope that any survivors would be found. The Associated Press news agency quoted the chief of the UN Migration Agency's mission in the South Pacific island nation, Seran Aktoprak, as saying the revised death toll was based on calculations by Yambali village and Enga province officials that more than 150 homes had been buried by Friday's landslide. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, along with the hilly regions of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the Kosi Province and at one or two places of the Madhes Province and Sudhir Paschim Province and the hilly region of the Tarai and the hilly region as well as the Tarai region of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Both houses of federal parliament endorse government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda expects parliament deadlock to be removed soon. Government set to unveil budget for next fiscal year tomorrow. Finance Minister Boshamanpun projects nation's economy to be expanded by 3.9% during current fiscal year. And Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says dozens of people killed or injured in a blast at a refugee camp in the Rafah area. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.